WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Cartoonist, playwright, screenwriter, and children's book illustrator and author Jules Feiffer has won a Pulitzer Prize, an Academy Award, and an Obie. What worlds are left for him to conquer? His new book, Kill My Mother, answers that question. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
The title, Kill My Mother, has about as much subtlety as a migraine. But Jules Feiffer isn't going for subtlety in this, his first graphic novel. Instead, he's going for ricocheting bullets, imploding nuclear families, knuckle sandwiches, booze, broads, and paranoia gone ballistic. In short, at the ripe old age of 85, Feiffer has returned to the seedy comic strips, hard-boiled novels, and B-movies of his youth. This time out, he's going for noir. For anyone who loves the mean streets and maze-like plots of films like The Big Sleep, Kiss Me Deadly, and Double Indemnity, Kill My Mother is an end-of-summer delight. Feiffer vacuum packs the iconic images and lingo of film noir into almost every frame of this Hell's a Poppin' storyline. There's the trench-coated alcoholic detective, fast cars, and even faster women. Characters sport classy names they don't make anymore, like Normandy Drake, and spout exclamations like, "Honest to galoshes!" Best of all, Feiffer's melodramatic narrative, like James M. Cain's Mildred Pierce, is a noir story dominated by dames. It would take a hacksaw for me to slice through all the knotty subplots festooning this tale, but here's a skeletal summary. The story opens in 1933 in Bay City, the crooked town made legendary by Raymond Chandler. Our heroine, Elsie Hannigan, is the noble widow of a murdered cop. To keep body and soul together during the Depression, she works as a secretary to her dead husband's former best friend, a gumshoe named Hammond. Elsie's demon seed teenage daughter, Annie, suspects her mother of sleeping with Hammond, and, shades of Mildred Pierce, resents her for working outside the home. One day, trouble walks into Hammond's office in the form of a tall blonde selling a sob story about a missing person. Before this doozy of a tale about love turned homicidal wraps up, Feiffer has hopscotched to the 1940s, to Hollywood canteens, boxing matches, and swanky supper clubs. It should tell you something about how ingenious Feiffer's storyline is that the climax of this tale takes place on Tarawa Island in the Pacific, where U.S. Marines gather for a USO show in between fighting the Japanese in the jungle. I've been pitching Kill My Mother as Feiffer's inspired tribute to the crime fiction and film noir of his youth. But the novel is also a tribute to Feiffer's versatility. As longtime fans of his work know, his characteristic drawing style often features a figure in isolation against a blank backdrop, usually delivering a light bulb moment soliloquy on life. Not so here. As a graphic novel, Kill My Mother is, of course, sequential art. And every panel is crammed with shadows, rain, soot, and fog. The face of our detective, Hammond, for instance, is little more than a knobby blur, as befits a man whose moral essence is murky. And speaking of blurry things, Feiffer has great fun toying with the sexual and even gender ambiguity that was often a latent element in the great noir tales. As a visual counterpart to all this free-floating fluidity of identity, Feiffer overlaps dialogue, slip-slides action across two pages, and otherwise trespasses boundary lines between panels of his illustrations. Kill My Mother is a toxic treat, a mulligan stew of murder, desire, and nostalgia for the noirs of yesteryear. Like kudzu on a gravestone, even Pfeiffer's blunt title is growing on me.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Jules Pfeiffer's new graphic novel called Kill My Mother. Maureen has her own new book coming out September 9th called And So We Read On, How the Great Gatsby Came to Be and Why It Endures. I'm going to interview her about it the week it comes out. If you're looking for a book to read on vacation, consider The Great Gatsby. It's a classic for a good reason, and it's short, and you'll probably enjoy it more now than you did in school. And you'll enjoy hearing Maureen talk about it.